Now, during the month of August, as the sheet will tell us, we're doing a series called Promises of God. Got a question for you. How many promises of God are there found in the Bible? Somebody said loads, yes. Let's have a number. Give me just about a number. That's a good number, but there's more than that. More than 350. Sorry? I'm deaf in this ear and can't hear that one. What'd you say? 365. I'll tell you about that later. No, it's not that. It's more than 365. Malcolm, you're one that knows things like this. No? Michael, you're another quiz master. Oh, dear. You people, pardon? 3,000. You are closer. Would you believe, because we serve a great, big, mighty God, according to somebody who's gone through the scriptures, it wasn't me, I didn't count, but 8,810. That's the kind of God we have. And about 7,500 of those relate promises to people. You and I. You and me. What a great God. And the other thing is about God's promises is that he keeps every single one of them. What a great God we have. And you know, it's brilliant. Now, 365. Now, years ago, I was told that there were 365 promises for Christians. One for every day of the year. Every day of the year. Yeah, that's right. So, how these guys count them up, it's amazing. But wow. I was thrilled. And anyway, we're not going to look at all 8,810 of them today or during this summer. Oh, I bet you are. We're going to look at four promises. Oh, you know, sorry, people. I got some pictures up here someplace. Have I got it on? No. Ah, that was the one I should have put up first. But I forget about that because I'm just not fine. Okay, the first one that we're going to look at is God says, I will never leave you or forsake you. Next, how God protects you, gives you, no, next week is God has a plan for us all. And the week after that is that he will protect us. And the last week, that God's love never fails. It always endures. It'll be with us forever. But I think I've got the best promise that we could look at. That God is with us at all times. He'll never leave us or forsake us. You know, you read it so many times in the Bible, from Genesis right to the end, where it says that, do not be afraid. I am with you. Do not be afraid. And that's the exact words he said to his disciples when he ascended into heaven. The last words was, I will be with you to the end of the age. And God gave us his spirit. God's spirit, the spirit of Christ, lives within each of us. And so wherever we go, he is there with us. If we go to the depths of the sea or to the highest place in the universe, God is there. When we go even through the valley of the shadow of death, God is there with us. And this morning also we'll be remembering the Lord Jesus Christ. Another way that reminds us that God is with us wherever we are. So we've come to worship this living God. The one who's with us, who will stand by us and never forsake us. We're going to do it with two songs. Strength Will Rise and Our God is an Awesome God. So if you're able, let's all stand and sing. Now, our Bible reading is going to be slightly different this morning. You would find it in Daniel chapter 3, but we're going to see it on the video. A presentation of three men who knew that God never fails them, and he's with them. So if we can have the video now, please.
Well, it's different, wasn't it? Didn't actually need that.
You know, there were several places in the Bible I thought, in one sense, you know, I really like my passage. The subject that I had was, God is with you. He'll never leave us. But it also proved to be a problem because there are so many passages in the Bible that God says, I will be with you. I will never leave you. And I didn't know which one really to go for. And after looking through them all and considering, because, I mean, there was Enoch. God was with him. He walked with God. There was Joseph. There was Jacob. There was David. There was Moses. Haggai even, it mentions that God was with him. And, of course, the New Testament, where Jesus says, I will be with you. So where did one go to? And when I considered Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, I thought, I think those are the ones. Because it's an exciting story, and it really demonstrates how God is with you in the most difficult circumstances. How I could be like them, I don't know. Because, you know, taken away from your family, taken away from your loved ones, taken away from the place that you worshipped and loved God and everything like this, and it was gone. You were by yourself, alone. And yet they remained true to God because they knew that God was with them at this time. And even to defy the king, that they would never worship anybody but the true and living God. And God proved his great power because God was with them as they went through. Well, one of the things that always amazes me, when they went through that fire, besides not being burnt, but they didn't even smell of smoke. Remember years ago when you went to a pub or a restaurant? Oh, you do know, don't you? The younger folks wouldn't, but us older folks would. You would come out like you were smelling completely of that you had smoked 10 packs of cigarettes. I don't know. It was really bad. You know, we may never face such difficult circumstances as what Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego faced. But our God is the same today as he was years ago. God is forever the same. And no matter where we go, whatever situations we face, God is with us. Whether we're in school, whether we're in the office, whether we're in the workshop, whether we're on the farm, whether in the country, in the city, in the sea, or in the air, God is with us. And what a wonderful promise that is. You know, God is with us in our happy times. God is with us in our sad times. God is with us when we're awake, and God is with us when we are asleep, even though we may not be aware of it. There's an interesting story in the Bible about Jacob. He was running away from his brother Esau, because Esau was about ready to kill him, he thought. And so he ran away, and on the way, he stopped at a place and went to sleep. And he took a stone and used it as a pillow. I don't know. I can never understand why he used a stone. But that's right. He used a stone. He went to sleep. And in that night, he had a dream of a stairway or ladder, going up to heaven and back. And he said, this is the house of God. And I didn't even realize it. You know, that sometimes happens to you, or perhaps you can testify. You went through a terrible situation. And you say, how did I do that? And it wasn't until time afterwards you realized, God was with me. He never leaves me or forsakes me. What a wonderful promise that is. God is with us. The promise that God will never leave us or forsake us is one that we can be assured of, that God will keep. God never breaks a promise. God says so. God says, do not be afraid. I am with you. Let's just pray. Our Father, we thank you that you are with us, that you never leave us or forsake us. We thank you for being with us here now. We thank you for being with us when we go to our homes or when we go on holidays. May we be conscious of your presence. We are here with us right now, and for that we say thank you and thank you and thank you. May we live a life of confidence, like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, not fearing what may happen, because you will help us do it. For this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.